This is KCUR 89.3. A few years ago, the murder of a young mother of three in Kansas City, Kansas, spurred a string of retaliatory attacks among teenagers. By the end of 2017, four teens were dead. But as KCUR's Andrea Tudhope reports, the violence didn't end there.
Many in northeast Kansas City, Kansas, think it all started with the drive-by shooting of Natasha Hayes in August 2016. The 38-year-old mother of three was sleeping when a bullet shot through her wall. Days later, 15-year-old Brene Brown was killed in a drive-by while sitting on her porch. Hayes' teenage son was charged with Brown's killing, but a jury later found him not guilty. The violence continued, seeming to ricochet between these two families. Two teens in Hayes' family were shot and killed. Then Brown's 15-year-old brother, Brandon, was killed.
So it's so muddled, people don't even know what they're fighting for. That's scary.
Kim Monroe started hearing about it a lot last year from her 15-year-old, Tavion Brooks, and his friends. Brooks told her Brandon Brown was his friend, and that's why they were all using a hashtag on social media, something Monroe had never heard before, BBUX2. It was a movement, they all said. But Monroe wasn't so sure.
Mama, you are tripping. You know, and they all call me Mama Kim. They ain't worried about us. We're not worried about them.
Tasha Gang is a tag for Natasha Hayes and the so-called other side.
This sounds like a gang to me because you have an enemy.
It seemed to her the rivalry between the groups was far from over, but never. She says, never in a million years did she think the violence would show up on her doorstep. On a cold December morning last year, it did. Police came knocking at 5 a.m., her boy, her Tavy, was killed overnight in a drive-by shooting on North 52nd Street, just around the corner from his high school.
No mother should have her child be gunned down like an animal for no reason other than a hashtag. Are you kidding me?
School counselor Amanda Davis says she hears about the hashtags all the time. She says the kids think it's just a game.
They want someone to hear them. They want to feel loved, and they join in on this, and they're an instant family.
That desire is normal for teenagers, she says. The problem is that throwing shade on social media seems to be causing real consequences. But Davis says she wouldn't call these gangs.
These are children, and they have good hearts.
The key word is children. They're kids. So they're not mature and as responsible as adults should be.
That's Shantae Barnett, Brene and Brandon Brown's mom. She actually started BBU, Brene Brown's Universe. She printed it on t-shirts with photos of her daughter and then added the two when her son died. But now, she says, it's out of her hands.
Another child is gone. At this point, I think it's spreading.
In a statement, police said they still need tips from the community. But the community has a different story.
But yeah, you see me, I have a wallet full of police cards and mayor cards and commissioner cards, and it's just maddening.
In the months since Brooks was killed, Kim Monroe has been sending police screenshots, information from witnesses, names, and videos from Facebook where it appears teens are openly talking about the killing of her son.
I gave up, really. I don't know what else to say to them, and I don't think they know what else to say to me.
On some level, she says she gets it, that the police need hard evidence to make an arrest. What she and Barnett don't understand is how it can be that the community seems to know who killed Brooks, but police haven't made any arrests. But Monroe says even beyond justice for Brooks, she wants this string of violence to stop.
David lived such a short life and died such a tragic, senseless death. If it can mean something, if it can change something for somebody, still a tragedy, but not just a empty tragedy.
And she's found out she's not alone in her fight. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.
Tomorrow morning, we'll learn how the community is coming together to make a change for children in Wyandotte County.